David, your feelings of being announced tonight as the new manager of Linfield Football Club?
What an honour, what a privilege. It's actually been a long day from, I spoke to people last night concerning the job, and say for me it was a no-brainer for me. I've spoke to the right people, I've done it the right way, and say for me to be manager of this football club, a team that I came and watched when I was a young boy with my dad again. You know, people say it's probably the same old. I went to Rangers, I went to watch Northern Ireland. But this, for me, people say as a player, yeah, your legacy's starting to go. But now as a manager, it's an honour. It's a great honour. And when Linfield approached me, it was always going to be one answer, and that was yes.
It's a ground you're synonymous with, this famous stadium.
Yeah.
And your goals, not just England, but Spain, mm-hmm. Sweden, Denmark, whoever else you scored against. It's a famous ground, isn't it?
It's a famous ground, and you know, Windsor Park for me was, I said a lot of times when I did retire, you know, to the English boys, Wembley was, you know, magnificent, but to me, Windsor Park was my Wembley. And to come back here as a manager, to oversee what's already sort of put in place, I'm so enthusiastic. Well, I can't wait to get started. I can't wait to see the game tonight and, you know, get going and hopefully bring more success to this, already successful football club.
You're here to watch the game tonight. You must have a rough idea, more than a rough idea, about the players here and what a good squad Warren has left you behind.
Is, and you know, some managers don't speak to previous managers left, but this was a strange one where it wasn't as if, usually when a new manager comes in, it's, you know, all doom and gloom around the football club, you know, struggling for relegation and or whatever, you know, struggling for form. But this isn't. This is a completely different scenario where I'm going to come in a team where second in the league on goal difference, and I'm fully aware firstly of the responsibilities of being a manager at Linfield and what goes with that, and it's something that I can't wait for. I probably will speak to other people and involved, maybe David Jeffrey, somebody who's been here for a long time, somebody like Noel Bailey, who's a legend here, somebody like them, just to get their thoughts on things like that. And you know, David's always said, even as a coach, and I've done all the coaching badges and stuff with David, and he always says, anything you need, you know, I'm always here.
You're a supporter, you're aware of the pressures, mm-hmm. and the expectations, yeah. the demand for trophies, mm-hmm. we're top of the league, you know, you want to hit the ground running here, don't you?
I want to come straight in, you know, and it's again, it's a job where, you know, you don't get no settling in period. You know, I hear managers all the time going into jobs in England, it's a case of, yeah, I need a little bit of time, I need a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you know, my philosophy is to win games. And if we win games, this football club's going to be successful and get back rightly to the top of Irish League football, where we should be.
A 2.5-year contract, you must be really looking forward to getting started into that. That's a, you know, decent-sized, lengthy contract to
start
off with, isn't it?
It is, and so I'm grateful for the club for showing a lot of faith in me. You know, the people that I have spoke to have shown a lot of faith in me, and so I'll be working. People say it's only part-time football or semi-professional football here in Northern Ireland, but I'll be working 24 hours a day, working on team, little bits of extra, how I feel it can improve the team, how I can improve the club as a whole. And say, hopefully come the end of this season or the end of the 2.5 years that I've been here, you know, who knows, maybe I'll be here a lot longer.
In time, you must be looking forward to getting to know the supporters, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you're one yourself, you know, this is a family club.
Yeah, it's always been that. Say, the supporters here, and rightly or wrongly, sometimes get criticised for different things, but you know what they are, like the Northern Ireland fans are fiercely fanatic. You know, they're passionate about their football club. I'm passionate about this football club, and that's the reason I'm going to take the opportunity, and hopefully, say, I can only give 100%, and hopefully with my 100%, my experience of playing in England, working with good managers, good people, being in and around. I don't know, people say, well, he doesn't really know the Irish League. Of course, I know the Irish League. You know, I've been in and around, working with a lot of our younger players in the last 2-3 years, so I have seen games. So, you know, I'm certainly ready to you know, get my teeth into it, and say I'm excited, it's an understatement.
Your father must be a proud blue man tonight, is he?
He certainly is. And I told him sort of a couple of days ago that things are sort of starting to move forward, and it's actually a game he's not at tonight. He didn't want to put the curse on it by something not happening and somebody spotting my dad in the crowd, because he's easy spotted with his bald eagle look. So he's you know, my parents, you know, the family, they've always been, you know, my wife, they've always been my biggest supporter on and off the pitch. So you know, I'm gonna have to speak to the club probably about my ticket demands probably come the home games, because I'm sure it'll be an extra busload coming from where I live down in Kildare.
You're based locally, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I'm based locally now, yeah.
And you know, on behalf of us all here at Linfield, we're delighted, and it's all happened so quickly. Have you had a chance, you know, to think about who your backroom staff is going to be, or is that not for another day?
That's for another day. That's not for me to mention anything about anything. Yeah, the staff are in here at the minute. They're taking charge of the game tonight. Warren brought the staff in, put them in place. Alfie's been here a long time, so I say. My main thing is here tonight. We get through the next round of the cup, and it's another opportunity to add silverware to this great club.
And you'll talk more to the press tomorrow, and say more about your philosophy, your vision for the future, no doubt tomorrow once you've had a breather after today's world win event.
I don't have a philosophy, mate. I says my philosophy is winning games, and if we win games, that's enough of philosophy for me. Because if you're winning games on a run continuously, then we're going to be successful.
As I say, every best wish for everyone's right behind you. We wish you every success and every happiness, and you know, a lot of trophies hopefully in time. But welcome on board for now.
Thank you. Can't wait.